time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Councilman Lane Miller. We've got a couple more culture connections coming up for the month of August. We've got one coming up this Thursday, and then we'll cap it all off.
That's a
like
terrible thing to
do.
Say, cap it off. That makes it sound like it's coming to an end.
Well, it is for,
semi-officially.
But we'll get there. Lane, how are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
How about you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. You survived. We made it through International Days okay, and everything was great. Great music up there for International Days.
Yeah.
We're going to continue with our culture connection. And starting up on the 12th, we've got a local favorite, local band, everybody from over in Emery County, I believe.
And everybody here.
And it's the Straight Canyon Band.
Yeah. Yeah. They played for International Days, and great audience, great reception. Those guys are the kind of band where you just kind of sit back and listen and relax. And
really, they have kind of their own following. They bring it with them when they go.
Yeah, they do. When they come.
They play just about wherever, whenever you need them to, they'll be there. And great music. A lot of older country, I believe, newer country.
Yes. I think Kevin Peacock is their lead singer.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a fabulous job.
They do. And I've even been out to dinner a couple of times and they've been playing. So that's
really
they're good time. Yeah, up at Balance Rock and Helper. They've played up there one time when I was going out when we were up there. But, and so a Straight Canyon Band, once again, they'll be taking the stage at 7 o'clock on Thursday, the 12th, just like always.
And it's easy to say in Price, if you're playing country music, you'll have a big crowd.
You will have a big crowd.
Always.
I actually, when we were up at the park, I had some people ask, they need more country acts. We need more country acts. And I'm like, hey.
We'll take that into consideration.
We're preaching to the choir here.
That's right.
So get out there. And once again, you can stream it on Price City's Facebook page if you would like.
Yep. You can stay home and listen to it. Eat your dinner while you're listening.
Or go out and get dinner, take it home, and just enjoy it.
We would hope that that's what people would do. Go out, visit a local restaurant, maybe pick up some snacks and go home and just sit and veg out and eat and listen.
And enjoy the music. Coming up on the 19th, now this is the last one of the regular Culture Connection season.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
I know.
School's about to start. Summer's about over.
We'll talk more about that here in just a sec. Don't be too heartbroken.
Okay.
And as always, it's kicking off Helper Arts Festival.
That's a good sign. You do Thursday night, you listen to the band on Main Street, Culture Connection on Main Street, and then the next 2 days you go back to Helper and you just have a good time for two straight days.
And more music.
Yes, a ton of music.
Ton of music, ton of vendors. It's going to be a lot of fun. And this one we've got is Memphis McCool. Now, I don't know much about these guys.
I love the name.
Yeah, and there's actually a guy whose last name is McCool and he's in the band.
And I met a guy in Lake Havasu just not too long ago whose name was McCool. And I questioned him about it. I said, "It can't be." Got out his driver's license, and it was McCool.
Sure enough, they play a lot of soul music is what they're known for.
Yes.
And originals, and just get out there and get ready to have a good time. And once again, come on up to Helper. That's what this is all about. Let's kick off that arts festival and slowly bring an end to the regular season of Culture Connection. But fear not, because you're saying we're going to go into September as well.
There will be more, and we will be back in the Peace Garden, I think, for two more groups at least, maybe for the next 2 months. It'll depend on the weather.
Right, and as you were saying, that the Culture Connection season, the normal once a week usually ends in August.
Yes.
Always does.
Usually ends with the Helper Arts Festival.
And then, but you've got groups, you said you've got maybe a couple of groups coming in September.
Yes, and I think two in October.
And they'll be outside.
Yes.
Weather permitting.
I'm crossing my fingers.
That's right. We were saying we were looking for a gentleman or anyone really that can pray for good weather.
If you can control the weather, please text me.
So we've got those coming up. We'll get you in, and that's fun. You don't want it to ever come to an end. You really don't. And I like the fact that you guys have found a way to make it happen, even with if we have the bad weather or anything like that, because it'll be going all through the winter months, and then the next thing you know, it's going to be April, May, and we'll be back outside again.
We have actually put together a calendar that runs clear through the winter, and so we're ready. We've been working hard on this, and we're not going to let you down. We'll be there at least once a month.
That's all you can ask for. Live music once a month.
That's right.
Lane Miller, Price City Council, thank you so much for coming in, letting the folks know about Culture Connection. Once again, this Thursday, the 12th, we've got Straight Canyon Band. And then on the 19th, we'll cap it all off up at the Helper Arts Festival with Memphis McCool. Lane, thanks for coming
in. Right on Main Street.
Right on Main Street. Yep. Thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me. It's always good to talk to you.
Anytime you want to talk Culture Connection, I'm for it.
Okay, me
too.
I'm
all for it.
Me too, thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.